Isaiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, the dimness will not be as it was in her trouble, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards more grievously afflicted her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, and not increased the joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Because you have broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. Because every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and clothes rolled in blood, but this will be with burning and fuel of fire. Because to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from the time forward even forever. The zeal of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it has lighted upon Israel. And all the people will know, even Ephraim and those who live in Samaria, who say in the pride and arrogance of heart, "The bricks have fallen down, but we will build with cut stones, the sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars." Therefore the Lord Jehovah will set up the adversaries of Rezin against him, and join his enemies together. The Syrians before, and the Philistines behind. And they will devour Israel with an open mouth. Because of all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Because the people do not turn to him who strikes them, neither do they seek the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Therefore the Lord Jehovah will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and bulrush, in one day. The elder and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. Because the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord will have no joy in their young men, neither will he have mercy on their fatherless and widows. Because everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. Because of all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Because wickedness burns as the fire. It will devour the briars and thorns, and will kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they will mount up like the lifting up of smoke. Through the wrath, anger, judgment of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. The land is darkened, and the people will be as the fuel for the fire, no man will spare his brother. And he will snatch on the right hand, and be hungry, and he will eat on the left hand, and they will not be satisfied, every man will eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh. And they together will be against Judah. Because of all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.